So, God in his wisdom and his ability to be God, knowing that what Jesus revealed to us when he walked this earth about his Father, about God, he said to us with man, that's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that because you stuck in a whatever kind of skin you in and people say you can't make it? Aren't you glad there's a God on the inside of you? That you can do anything that God called you to do? Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. Amen. How can I do that? Because I have light. Amen. So, having said that, let's get to moving here. John, John wrote two books, actually three. Well, first, second, third John, Revelation, and the book of the Gospel of John. So, John, I want to go to the little John, not the big one. The older people call it I John. We're going to call it little John. First John, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read a little. I'm going to read this from the King James. Amen. I want you to listen closely because there are some things we want to say. Jesus, when Adam sinned, God provided a redeemer. His name is called Jesus. He is called the second and the last Adam. There's a first Adam, there's a second Adam. And the second Adam we won't talk about today. And John wrote this to the church, to us. He said, that which was from the beginning, because I just told you about it. That which was from the beginning, which we heard, which we have seen in our eyes, with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have what? Handled of the word of life. For the life was what? Manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have what? Fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I tell you what, those, that's good company to have fellowship with. I'm going to say it again. I don't think y'all quite caught it. I said that's good company to have some fellowship with. Now, I'm going to reveal some secrets in my life. Look at y'all. Y'all perked up then, didn't you? I have a friend, and I don't think none of you know him, but I'll tell you his name. His name is Leon. You may. And so, and somehow we got talking on the phone, and he said, I'm working out here. Come out here so we can have some fellowship. And so I'm thinking, yeah, I can do that. Because I thought maybe, you know, we'd take a break and we'd go out there and sit on the tree and we have some fellowship. So Pastor Leon, I get to the job and he said, got the trial? That's strange. And he called me over and said, yeah, you know what to do. And he called that fellowship. That was strange fellowship to me. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I want to be in this kind of fellowship. We're not going to talk about that fellowship today. We're going to talk about this one right here. Amen. So he said, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, right? And these things write we unto you. I want y'all to listen because I'm going somewhere. These things write we unto you. What? These things that we write unto you that... These things we write unto you that your joy may be full. I'll catch up here in a minute. That your joy may be full. What is my towel? Because it's sweat kind of getting in my eye. Notice he said, these things write we unto you that your what? Joy may be full, right? That your joy may be full. Well, here's what I want to prep this with. That your joy may be full. Becoming a part of the kingdom of God. Are you listening to me? Becoming a part of the kingdom of God, being born into the kingdom of God. God never brought you into his kingdom to make you sad, to cause you to be down, to be broke, to be twisted, to be sad or broken or confused or sick or bound. The life, instead of you having joy, you are bound up with sadness and sickness and sorrow and pain and suffering and all that. God never, that was his purpose for bringing you into his kingdom. But if you listen to people talk, you think that's what he said. But I'm glad he wrote down what he said, so I wouldn't have to listen to somebody else and wonder was it right. Amen. And so he said, these things write we unto you, listen, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. They don't have it up there. And declare unto you that God is what? God is what? Light. And in him is what? No darkness at all, a tall y'all. I bet you understood that one, didn't you? It says what? In him there is what? No darkness at all. There's no darkness in him at all. If we say that we have what? Fellowship with him and walk in darkness, what we doing? We lying, aren't we? He said we lie and do not the truth. All right? But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another. Now, here's the neat part. You got to get this one. If we walk in the light, see, light is not hard to follow if you see it. I mean, you prove that when you get up at night, in the nighttime, you get in your car, you don't just drive down the road with your lights off. Wherever your light shines, that's where you go. Is that right? So if somebody tells you it's hard to walk in light, it's hard to walk in darkness. That's when I thump my toe. You'll get up out of bed at night and go into the bathroom, it's dark in the room, and you hit that toe on something. And none of you have, that never happened, y'all. I'm the only one. But anyway, but notice what it said. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And here's the other part that most people got to get. This stopped me from, I used to miss it, sin. And sometimes it took me 6 months. Some of them took longer. Finally, the guilt is gone. Then I think I'm all right with God. I know some of you may be looking and laughing, but I'm telling you, it was serious because I thought you had to moan over that sin. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did it. Oh, God, I didn't want to do it, but I did it. Huh?